A locus mediation in Kasagu Village, Hoima District was successfully conducted. The mediation was between our client Deborah, not real name, a 67-year-old widow who came to JCU on the 29th of June 2020 to lodge a complaint against Dennis, not real name, for encroaching and taking over her land. Deborah's story is that she was married to Charles, not real name, and together they had 8 children, but unfortunately Charles passed away in 1999. Before Charles's passing, he had received a piece of land as a gift inter vivos from his friend Arthur, not real name. Arthur gifted Charles this land for him to utilize for as long as he liked, and he was not to sell it to anyone, neither was Arthur's family allowed to chase Charles from that land. Deborah had been cultivating this land until this year when the late Arthur's son, Dennis, not real name, took over the land. He took advantage of the lockdown period when Deborah wasn't around and started cultivating the land. This did not sit well with Deborah, and she therefore sought legal support from JCU on the matter. JCU Hoima Center, through legal officer Edwin Mutaryebwe, scheduled on office mediation on the 2nd of July 2020. However, this was later adjourned to the 7th of July 2020 so that a locus mediation would be conducted to ensure the presence of other family members. In attendance of the second mediation were the LCI chairperson, clan leaders, relatives of both the client and respondent. During mediation, Dennis showed up with his late father's will, which stated that Charles was to use the piece of land gifted to him but leave out one acre. This 1 acre of land is the one Dennis was utilizing before starting to encroach onto the rest of the land. He claimed that he didn't know how to measure the land, and therefore he assumed the entire land measured up to 1 acre. After several discussions, the JCU legal officer advised the parties to measure the land, and upon measurement, it was discovered that the entire land measured up to 7 acres of land. Dennis agreed to utilize the 1 acre of land and leave the rest for Deborah and her children. An MO was signed to this effect, and new boundary marks were put up to demarcate the land. Our client recovered 6 acres of land, and she was so grateful for the free legal services accorded to her.